Lately, I have been focused on interviews, especially for my YouTube channel, a lot more than the Music and Stuff Right to Know One podcast. But I did make a promise to some of the people who I have interviewed with to release it on the Spotify podcast whenever possible. So here it is. This is just one out of many, and I hope you like what you have to hear. Stay tuned. It's so nice to see all of you men out here, with your musical talents, going to play at Grimaldi.
Yes, it's going to be a good show.
Absolutely. I'm just recording this as of now. I haven't used Zoom as much as others, but I've got you all here, and I'm so excited. And the trip wasn't too long for everyone.
All right, then.
So I'm going to be doing the interview questions in English. I'm sure I could probably do some French translations, Mike, as well. Je te dis le français depuis that ans. Je te dis à le collège, à le lycée. Plus, il y a plusieurs.
It's good.
Merci beaucoup. C'est ma deuxième langue. But I must be speaking English. I just like to practice for everyone. But yes. So for Monsieur Anglade and the team, I have a few questions to ask you. For those who may not know Les Mons Brothers, how did the band form around? Because I know it kind of started in Angoulême.
Exactly. Yeah. So the band actually started in high school. So like it's 9 years old right now. So we started in Angoulême with the four, like the three of us here. So Doris on drums, Alvin on guitar, and me as the singer. So we met in high school, and the band started there, and we never stopped. So it's been a big journey. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay, some like school beginnings. Yeah. Often you get your talents that way. I know I make music myself. It was mostly solo because a lot of the stuff I was into was too out there. Mm. But I'm glad to see they still have bands at some schools, because some institutes are cutting programs for music because of the budget. So I'm very glad we had that opportunity there.
We were lucky, because when we were in Angoulême, we actually had a music class. So like we had a small rehearsal room, so we could actually practice and play music. So it was, yeah, the lycée, it was high school Guest de Balzac in Angoulême. So shout out to them.
super. Let's see right here. What brings you to perform at the Grimaldi Forum after so many months of not playing due to the pandemic? I'm sure probably some of you guys probably had to take a second job or even live with your parents because you can't really play anywhere because of
this.
Botel en masse, c'est obligatoire.
So the show at the Grimaldi Forum was scheduled last year, I think. So we didn't have the opportunity to play last year, but they contact us this year to say, okay, let's try again. And so that's cool for us. Yeah. And about the pandemic and second job, so we have all the chance to be intermittent, the French word. So in France, we have a statue, not a statue like an immobile
status.
Okay. So if we do 43 gigs in the year, so we get the next year money from the States because we have. Do you understand?
Oh yes, I understand there. I didn't even know they had such a program available for.
We are really lucky. Yeah, we're really lucky to be like doing music in like it works for all of performance arts and stuff. We have this thing that the state has put in. It's been maybe like
I think
40 years. Yeah. So like when artists don't work, we actually receive like a small amount of money. Small, it's a good amount of money from the state to help us just create more, to be more, to work as a musician, even though we don't have gigs. So actually this year was quite okay for us. Even if we didn't have like live gigs, we financially it was kind of cool, so yeah.
I think that is a generous effort on part of the gouvernement français, yes. Because when you go to États-Unis or Royaume-Uni, they don't even have such a program available. You're kind of on your own there. My friends, also a rock band, Enter Shikari, they had a little bit of that problem. I think one of the fellows to work at Woolworths, which is c'est un magasin qui s'appelle
It's like Walmart, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to kind of work at the English version of like a Carrefour or Monoprix, just kind of get by when gigs were running short. So good one on you guys. I know you were definitely smart on your craft, and I hope more people get to know what you do there. And my next question is, what is your favorite song from your discography? Because there are so many ones that have been very interesting to me. I like the one where it goes heaven and then MN.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
So actually, like those songs are from our first EP, which was actually like a really big deal for us because it was our first big release. So I think we all really liked MN. Yeah. We liked MN because like the Afrobeat. The Afrobeat like vibe is really, really cool. But we actually have a new song coming.
So I think the best song are the one that are coming to the new EP. So you have to listen to the new EP to really dig into the new music.
Yeah, yeah. So it's coming in October.
Yeah, the best is to come.
Yeah.
All right, that almost kind of like, you know, because we had the pandemic, you've done that little ditty on your YouTube channel, which I thought was pretty funny, and trying to give something new for the audience,
yeah,
which would definitely be a breath of fresh air. I'll definitely even do a review on that for my YouTube channel and promote the brilliance that is Les Mon Brothers.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually used all the time we had during this pandemic to just create more music and hope to release it really soon. So one EP in October and probably another EP coming soon. Like we have so many songs to come. So, and the best ones are coming.
Oh yes.
And the EP is called The Youngling, like the little one. And the single that we all love is called Inked. Like it's about tattooing. So yeah.
It's something young for the young people out there. Kind of like you, I've done the same thing myself. I'm putting out some EPs and my debut album on Spotify. I go by Headsmoke because I realized, you know, there wasn't much to do. Lost, you know, my other job had cut hours. So I thought, let's just go on a creative journey to space. You guys are almost like the next generation of Parliament Funkadelic.
Thank you.
I'm not hopefully the only one to say that there. I'm sure the Clinton comparison would be quite honorable.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Tommy Dog, Mr. Dog, Tommy Dog. All right, the band name Les Mon Brothers, was it meant to be satirical against the Lehman Brothers Bank, which went bust during 2008, 2009, or was it a reference to Les Mon? Because
you know your stuff, man. You know your stuff. So actually, the band name, you can, like, in English, we say Lehman's Brothers. Like, we actually say it in English. And like, at the time, we were kind of young, like in high school, and we didn't know, like, the first year that the band was created, we didn't know about all the bank situation. So we actually chose the name of the band before knowing about the banks. So that was kind of weird, because like maybe a year later, everyone was like, you know, there's a terrible bank in the USA that just went crazy. And we're like, no, it's not for this reason. And actually the reason is that when we started the band, we were rehearsing in a small street in Angoulême called Avenue Lehman, like Lehman Avenue. And we were rehearsing there like every week. So we're like, okay, we're like all boys. Like brotherhood, you know, like we're the brothers from the Lemons Avenue, so Lemons Brothers. Simple as that.
Okay, so it comes from more humble beginnings.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is definitely very.
There's no money involved. No banks involved.
the driving.
Yeah, you know your stuff, man. Yeah, that's no, cool.
Because I'm from Le Mans.
Oh.
Yeah. So funny because it's a small town. But we just have the race, and I'm glad you
know about it.
Merci beaucoup. Mainly because I'm a bit of a automotive nut, so I know a few things here and there. I'm cool. Sure probably a few people came to your town in Le Mans mainly because of that film with Christian Bale and Matt Damon.
It was like Matt Damon, yeah.
Le Mans 66 or Ford contre Ferrari. Pretty good, but Top Gear is better. But yes, don't bank at Le Mans Brothers. not even Northern Rock. They went a bust. <Like bomb. laughs> But yes, reeling things a little bit in. With some of the bands that you have referenced, I know like Jamiroquai, Roots, Tribe Called Quest, have you ever met some of them in person or perhaps even worked with one of their producers to help out on your EPs and albums?
Actually, we're more of a, we're auto-produced, like we never met a producer, we do everything by ourselves. And actually we never met Jamiroquai because like at the time we were created, it was like he did like they did a new album like 2 years ago or 3 years ago that was kind of like not as good as the other one. But actually, we had the opportunity when we first started to play with Maceo Parker and Fred Wesley, which are like big funk names because they were playing for James Brown. So this was actually I think it's like the first funk people we really met. And then did we have the chance to play with some other guys? Not really. The thing is, in France, there's not a lot of funk music. So we have to wait for like the USA people to come to us. So we never actually had the time to meet some of them, but like we go to their gigs when they come to France.
And we have YouTube.
And we have YouTube, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to the 21st century.
Well, I know France is one of those strange countries in Europe or even around the world that has certainly claimed what you would say musique de noir or black music as a whole, especially with probably your most famous band with the robots that done One More Time. They co-opted it. Daft Punk, who, you know, they no longer exist anymore. And they put all the sort of house disco funk elements in a lot of their stuff, particularly on Random Access Memory and Discovery. And I think there was another artist that done sort of like co-opting of the genres like you did, Christina and the Queens. They probably performed alongside you maybe at one time. I may not be so sure.
Never, never. Christina and the Queens, never. Like, actually, like for the French bands in the... Yeah, actually, like, just the only French band that plays kind of our type of music that we did some stage on was like... do you know Electro Deluxe?
No, I'm afraid not. Most of the French artists I know tend to be like the electronica stuff, like Daft Punk, Etienne Desprez.
Because there's the other big like funk, the other big funk band that there is in France is actually like Electro Deluxe. I think they come from Paris or Grenoble. They come from Grenoble, I think.
Oh yeah, Grenoble. I've actually known a few people who live not too far away from there, so I'll definitely check them out.
Yeah, Electro Deluxe. It's like funk R&B. It's kind of a soul. Like the singer is a big soul singer, like a crooner type, and the arrangements are kind of funk jazzy. So yeah, it's interesting.
You have to listen.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Well, you could probably send me like a Spotify link to it or YouTube or on your spare time. But I don't want to promote other people's bands. Your band is so golden that most of my British and American friends are like, oh, I don't really know who Les Mons Brothers are. I must check them out. Indeed, you're definitely a one-of-a-kind sort of operation here. And I'll even go as far as to say, with the French music scene, because I know we touched on this a little bit, what would you say is the most unique and interesting about it, even on the funk, jazz, and R&B end of things?
I must say, like, actually, like in France, most of French music, I guess, is more of the electronic side, and for funk and for funk soul, we are really limited. Like there is Electro Deluxe, there is the Lemons Brothers, but like I can only say maybe five names, and most of our influences just go to like American music and American black music because there is nothing better to go to like as an influence. There's nothing better, so. So for sure, I guess France is cool because they're open to this kind of music, because they're that's how we kind of worked here also, is because there's not a lot of funk bands, so it's kind of our way to, you know, navigate in the industry. So it's kind of cool, and I think most of French scene is more of the electronic side. You know, you have like people like DJ Snake who are French and they're doing like billions of streaming on Spotify and stuff. So, all the Edbanger records, the all the French touch of electronic music.
I've always been fascinated by l'histoire de la musique française, mainly because when I was growing up, a lot of the songs I listened to were from France or the United Kingdom, and slight degree Les Pays-Bas or Netherlands, and L'Espagne. Now, in terms of similar music in your genre, I would go as far as say Gotan Project, which I think are Argentine. I know one of the members is French, but you probably know who Gotan Project is. They done that album, La Rancha del Tango, who's completely en espagnol.
We just found out, like, it was maybe 2 weeks ago, there's like a big French singer called Michel Jonas, which does like some quirky genie funk songs. It's kind of weird, and he has a really interesting voice, and we just found out about him like 2 weeks ago. And it's kind of interesting. So there is maybe some little gold pépites, as we say in French, that we can find. But yeah, it's it's kind of limited, actually. So,
yeah. Well, I'm very proud of your the history of the music, especially in the country. Everything from like Serge Gainsbourg, Je t'aime, one of you, Jean de Alédé, all the way to you guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I won't get started on Gainsbourg because he's done a song called Lemon Incest. We're not going to go into that. But he did do a good cover of Get On Up, I'm a Sex Machine. With James Brown, who you influence yourselves.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But getting back to the next questions, out of all the band members, who do you think is closest in spirit to Miles Davis or John Coltrane?
I guess maybe the horns here. No, like those guys here are the two horn player.
So okay. Just,
Laurent is the saxophone player and Jordan is the trombone player. So
because initially I was under the assumption that Julien or maybe Florent was the one that encapsulated the spirit of Davis of Coltrane, but it's nice to know someone feels the vibes because jazz is definitely one of the greatest music art forms there is. It can be electronic or simple or whichever way you want to improvise it. Which yeah. Even leads me to the next question as well. I didn't have too many just for time purposes, but you know, whatever works, I suppose. Influence-wise, your music somewhat reminds me of even experimental bands like Mr. Bungle, Jagger Jazz East, Red Snapper, and Thievery Corporation. Are those fair comparisons?
So the funny thing is when you send me this the question, we never heard of some of the bands. We know Jagger Jazz is for sure because this is like some cool bands that we listen, but we never listened to Mr. Bungles and stuff. So we listened it to in the van, and it was kind of interesting because like remind us of all the fusion side of stuff, you know, like we like to mix styles and but it was really interesting, and we like it's a good discovery, so thank you for the for the band. And I can fair comparison, I guess yes, because we like we're six people here and we all come from different backgrounds we come from different background as a musical education. Some of us just played music, some of us went to conservatories, school of music and stuff. So I think all of the different influences come in our music, and there's of course jazz in every bit of our music. There is some kind of jazz because we like to improvise. We like jazz.
I do too. I know my first experience with jazz music, oddly enough, was from a video game called SimCity. SimCity 4000 or SimCity 3000, which I still play it to this day. Even though it's from the 1990s. It never gets old. I'm sure your first introduction to jazz or funk might have been from, like I said earlier on, Parliament Funkadelic or Miles Davis. Often not, because of, you know, budget cuts at certain schools, you have to kind of get education from the outside.
Yeah.
Because everyone at the schools, at least the music schools I know, they would rather teach Vivaldi or Wagner, Tchaikovsky, because, oh, it's more refined. Can I have a glass of apéro? Yeah. Un tasse de champagne, s'il vous plaît.
Refined music, yes, sir. we kind of all went, not all of us, but we, like, right now we all live in Tours, like it's a small city in the center of France, not small, but it's your friend. And there is an actual jazz music school that teaches only jazz, I guess, like, you know, like old, not old jazz, but like traditional jazz. Swing jazz from the 20s to the 80s and stuff. So we all have this kind of background. We did not all graduate it because we don't have time for school. We have some gigs to do, but you know, but.
I didn't get my music education at university either. I was mostly just kind of self-taught. I can't play, you know, A, F, or B minor. It's just whatever comes to mind, which I think is the best way to approach jazz.
Yep.
It's not restricted to time signatures and notes.
Most of us play music like from the heart and from the spontaneous thing, you know. Like I've done 1 year of jazz school, but I mostly learn music alone. Alvin, ça peut pareil. Alvin, yeah. The guitar player also.
guitar player. A bit hidden there from the corner. Come on, tell everyone.
It's quite the same for me. I learn when I have 8 years old with my cousin, just in the room. So I comment dire autodidacte.
So yeah, and that's the beauty of kind of our music, is because like funk music doesn't need like the deep understanding of maybe classical music. Like you can do simple stuff, it grooves, it sounds good, and it's okay. And like you need some kind of level of education to play Wagner or the symphony of Mozart and stuff. So we don't have time for this. We don't have time.
No, we just have to
play music, come on.
the top charts in France will forgive you, because no 25-year-old listens to Mozart or Tchaikovsky unless they go very rich background, maybe Les Enfants d'Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah.
L'éducation pour la musique classique. Sorry, I might be deported from France if I say Les Enfants de Macron ou Les Enfants de Le Pen. Oh, she would probably ban it because it's too much immigrant, it is evil, it is foreign. If Le Pen had some say in it, but.
Exactly.
Well, you're in Monaco, so you're in a different country of your own, La Principalité. But I will say, before we finish this interview, did you happen to see Soul?
The movie from
Animation de Pixar.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you can relate to it to some degree. And then The Eddie. C'est en série de l'émission de Netflix.
Ouais, j'ai pas vu The Eddie, moi. The Eddie, c'est l'émission Netflix qui parle de...
À propos de l'essence de jazz en Paris. C'est excellent.
Okay.
So yeah, well, it's very nice talking to all of you. I'll definitely post this for everyone to see. You're more than welcome to share and retweet, and abonnez-vous for more videos and much more. I'm sorry, I put in the French and stuff every once in a while because, you know, it helps for more international ones.
French is good. You have to go little by little, and you know, progress arrives. It's okay.
Oh yes, definitely, because where I live, well, hold on 1 second, we'll talk after this, but definitely feel free to continue on your craft. I hope to see more of your venues that you play as you go on. Hopefully, once the COVID restrictions die down and I can travel with my passport, I will definitely see you either in Monaco or Belgium, Belgique, Spain, Italy, wherever.
This summer, we're going to Italy, to Spain, to Albania, to Germany also. So it's going to be a good summer. Monaco. We're in Monaco right now. So, you know.
All right. Are you also complètement vacciné?
We're all going to be vaccinated too. Yeah. So,
okay. Just get the fives of one, because the others, and then Sputnik. It is cool. Oh, what the fuck? All right then. So I'm probably gonna stop the interview here with the stop button. But